Chapter 1. Lucky. The knock at the door was instant. Sunshine ran to answer it. "Wait a minute, Sunshine, I'll get it." It couldn't be Sissy, my sister and next-door neighbor, or one of her kids, I thought. The knock was too loud and hard. I opened the door. "Yes, sir?" A man with a stern face and a familiar voice asked, "Do you own a sorrel gelding with four stockings and a blazed face?" "Yes, sir, I do. Is there anything wrong?" "Yes, your horse got loose during the night, and I found him grazing in my front yard this morning. He's tied up over at my house. You want to come get him?" "Yes, sir, I'll be right there." The man turned away and walked around, starting back to his truck. "Thank you for tying him, sir," I called after him. "Uh-huh," he answered, without looking back. Lucky our gelding must have knocked him off his schedule this morning. "Okay, Sunshine, let's get a bridle. Lucky's gotten out. We have to go get him." I got dressed. Sunshine went out to the fence and grabbed a bridle. It wasn't Lucky's, but it was good enough to lead him home. Sunshine and I started walking up the road. I was 7 months pregnant at the time, so I really didn't enjoy having to make this trip. But you got to take the bad with the good. At the neighbor's, I put the bridle on Lucky, walked him out to the road, and put Sunshine on his back. We began the long walk back home. "Lucky's a bad boy, isn't he, Mama?" "He sure is, Sunshine. Our pasture grass was much better than what he was eating. I don't know why he decided to get out. We'll have to check the fence when we get home." "I'll help you, Mama." "Okay, sweetie." I tied Lucky to our fence and pulled Sunshine off his back. Sunshine ran to the swing set in the backyard. I went inside for a glass of water and checked on Sunshine through the back door. "Okay, I'm fixing to put Lucky in the pasture, Sunshine. Do you want to go?" "No, Mama, I want to swing, okay?" "Okay, sweetie, but you stay right there. I'll be right back, okay?" I noticed she had taken her glasses off again. The pasture was only about 500 feet from our yard, so I figured it'd only be a couple of minutes. Tired from the long walk, I decided to ride Lucky to the pasture. Sunshine came up to the fence to where I was mounting. "You stay right there in the yard, sweetheart. I'll be right back, okay?" "Okay," Sunshine said, and went back to the swing set. As I rode Lucky to the pasture gate, I bent down to open the latch. A cat darted out from under the gate and spooked Lucky. He shied off to one side, almost knocking me off, and I jerked the reins hard to get him under control. Then the curb chain snapped. Lucky took off like a horse on fire. The more I jerked the reins, the faster he went. He zigzagged crazily across the pasture as fast as he could go, jumping over the fence and heading for the cliff. I pulled on one rein as hard as I could to get him to turn, but it was to no use. Soon Lucky and I both were on the edge of the cliff. I jerked the reins. Lucky reared up, and down we went, tumbling over the cliffside. It was a long 50 feet. Mostly straight down. Lucky went first. I landed a few feet from him, tumbled and bruised. He immediately jumped to his feet. I tried to reach for the reins that were only a few inches from my fingertips, but I stretched my arm out and the sharp pain went down my back. I couldn't move anymore. I couldn't even feel my legs. It hurt to breathe. I lay there for a few minutes. And then tears began streaming down my face. "Oh, God, I'm so sorry," I thought. "This was so stupid. I should never have gotten on this horse. Please, help me, God, please. Please don't let anything be wrong with my baby. Please, God, let him be all right. I lay there with my hands on my belly, hoping to feel movement. Several minutes passed. The pain was so intense, I was still unable to get up. I started yelling for help. It even hurt to yell. Anyway, I was just too far from the house for anyone to hear me. There was no access to this spot. On one side of me was the cliff, and on the other side was a few mounds of dirt, and then the river. I'd ridden this land a lot, but I'd never been to this place. I started to worry about Sunshine. Oh, God, please keep her all right. I knew precisely what her visual capabilities were. Since her birth, I'd been working to exercise her eyes. She was born with severe amblyopia and retina damage, and for hours every day we did exercise to strengthen her muscles. She couldn't possibly have seen me and Lucky. God, please help me. I pray, please, God. No one ever comes this way. I could be down here for days, weeks, even months before I was found. If I was ever found. I cried out again, help, help. Then I thought of Sunshine again. Maybe she'll go over at Sissy's, or Sissy will look out her back door and see Sunshine there alone. What am I thinking? She won't know I'm not in the house. Oh, God, I hope Sissy comes over and sees me gone and takes Sunshine home with her. Sunshine didn't have her glasses on. She couldn't have possibly seen which direction I went. 30-40 minutes passed, and I still could not get up. The pain in my back was terribly sharp, and my legs went numb. I lay there with my eyes shut, praying, God, help my baby. God, help my Sunshine. And Lord, please help me get up from here. Then I opened my eyes. I looked up at the top of the cliff. There was Sunshine's little red head sticking through the weeds. Mama, are you down there, Mama? I was horrified to see her standing on the cliff edge. No, Sunshine, don't take another step. Stay right where you're at. Sunshine, don't move. God, one more step and she'll fall off. Stay right where you're at, Sunshine, and listen. This is what I want you to do, okay? I tried my best to sound calm and not frighten her. I thought, what do I do? How did she ever find me? Okay, Mama, what do you want me to do? Sunshine, first we're going to play a game, and you got to pay very close attention, okay? Okay, Mama. Sunshine, we're going to play Simon Says. It's my turn first. Simon Says, Sunshine, take one giant step backwards. Remember, backwards means behind you, Sunshine. One giant step, okay? She did so, and I saw her little head disappear from the bushes. Now, Sunshine, can you still hear me? Yes, Mama. Take two giant steps backwards. I did, Mama. Her voice was getting fainter. Do you know the way to the pasture? Yes, Mama. Okay, turn and walk the fence, Sunshine. I had to be very careful in directing her. The pasture fence came right down to the cliff. Okay, Sunshine, I want you to walk like you're going home. Do you hear me? Yes, Mama. I could barely hear her. She was getting further away. Okay, Sunshine, go get Aunt Carol and tell her me and Lucky fell off the cliff and she needs to call the ambulance. Okay, Mama, I'll do it now. Sing a song, Sunshine. Keep a hold of the fence all the way and sing. Sing loud. Sing Jesus Loves Me all the way to Aunt Carol's. I heard her begin singing, and as she got further away, I could tell she was going in the right direction. Oh, God, how in the world did she find me? I'm a half a mile from home. 15, then 20 minutes passed. I lay there praying constantly. God, please get her home safe. The fence line was the longer way. Although it was barbed wire, it was safer for her. I couldn't think of any other way to get her home. I lay there 30-40 minutes, and finally I heard them coming towards me. I started yelling. We're on our way, Cecile yells back. Soon I could see her there with her two boys in sunshine. I was so relieved I began to cry. My sunshine did it, my sunshine did it. What happened to you, Teresa? Cecile yells down. Me and Lucky fell off the cliff. Well, Sunshine came and got and told me you were down here. I don't know how she did it, but she did. I could see Sunshine was a little upset. You aren't going to die, are you, Mama? No, Sunshine, I'm a little hurt, but thanks to you, I'll be all right. Soon the ambulance was there, and with considerable effort, they got me up on a stretcher up the cliff where Sissy and Sunshine and the boys were waiting. As they put me into the ambulance, Sissy stood at the ambulance door holding Sunshine's hand. Sunshine reached over and tugged the pants leg of one of the ambulance attendants. Are you going to take my mama to the hospital? Yes, but she'll be okay, Little Red, he said as he brushed the tears off her cheek. Well, then you better take me, too. We can't do that, Little Red, but she'll be home soon. Sunshine looked down at me, fighting back more tears. Let me hold her, I said. Ma'am, we gotta go. Just a second. The other ambulance attendant had been listening to my pregnancy with a stethoscope. It'll be all right, she told him. Let her hold her, little girl. He lifted Sunshine into me. How in the world did you find me, Sunshine? How did you, of all people, you found Mama when I thought no one could? I took her little hand and kissed it, then turned it over and saw the scratches and punctures in the palm of her hand from the barbed wire fence. I had told her to keep a hold to it, and she had been obedient. Oh, baby, I said, my sweet, sweet little Sunshine, you saved Mama's life. A big smile came over her face. Sissy watched the kids during my 3-day stay in the hospital. There was 10-year-old Tinker, Sissy's oldest, 8-year-old Sonny, 8-year-old Sonia, 6-year-old Katrina, Darren, 6 years old. Only Sunshine was home with me during those days. Sissy still had 2, 3-year-old Lauren and 2-year-old Lucas. Sissy and I had always lived next to each other. After we lost our mother as teenagers, we became closer than sisters usually are. For quite some time, all we had was each other. I had a ruptured disc, but the baby was okay. Soon I was back home. I was put on complete bed rest. During the day, it was just me and my Sunshine, with Sissy dropping by often. Sunshine, my little nurse, she took such good care of me. When she wasn't getting me a glass of water or bathing my face with a cool wash rag, she would gather dolls and play there on the bed beside me. Right on schedule, we had our baby boy. We named him Dean. He was perfect. And now I had the family I had always wanted, 2 boys and 2 girls. 4 months passed, and it was Sunshine's big day. She was now going to be, as she put it, a school kid. For weeks she had marked the days off of her big calendar and counted up the days she had left. Then she would come and tell me how many days she had left and how well she was going to do in school and how much she was going to learn. Although the only teacher she had ever had so far was her Sunday school teacher, She always talked about being a teacher for other school kids. A few weeks earlier, Sunshine had successfully gone through her second eye surgery, and her lens prescription was reduced. So, with her new eyeglasses, she looked much better and didn't mind wearing them so much. The rest of the family had encouraged her with many compliments. Well, the morning came. The kids woke up on their own from the excitement. Sonya was already helping Sunshine get dressed. She was combing Sunshine's hair and putting hair barrettes in when I went in their room. "Good morning, girls. Kind of early, aren't you?" "She woke me up, Mama," Sonya says. "She's so anxious to be a school kid." Sunshine smiled from ear to ear. She hardly ate any breakfast that morning. She and Darren sat there going over her school supplies again and again, making sure she had everything she needed. I had taken Sunshine to the school 2 days earlier to enroll her and for her to meet her teacher. I explained to the teacher about her bad vision problems. The teacher was very kind. She went to the back of the room, picked up a desk from the back row and placed it in the front row and to the left side. "I'll do most of my teaching from this side then," she told Sunshine. "This will be your seat." And this made Sunshine get a big smile on her face. She said, "And I'll make you a name tag. This name tag will be right there on your desk, Sunshine, so you'll know this is your desk. You'll have the best seat in the room." This made Sunshine so happy and so eager to go back to school. As the kids walked down the road to the school bus, Sunshine kept running around, giving me a big smile. She was so proud to finally be a school kid. I wanted so much to walk to the bus stop with her, but I knew she wanted to be like the other kids. So I stood there waving goodbye with big tears coming down my face. I went in the house, picked Dean up, went back outside. The school bus pulled up and opened its door. The kids climbed aboard. I missed her so much. I missed all the kids, but especially Sunshine. She was the most dependent, the one who needed me the most. They grow up so fast. My little Sunshine was now a school kid. The phone rang later that morning. "Ma'am?" "Yes?" "This is Mr. Johnson, the principal at school." "Yes, sir. Is there anything wrong?" "Well," he said, "I have a little redhead sitting here in front of me. She looks so cute, but she has these big tears coming out of her eyes. I wonder if you might like to say something to her to dry those big brown eyes." "Yes, sir. Please let me speak to her." "Sunshine?" "Yes, Mama." "What's wrong, sweetheart? Why are you crying?" No answer. "Don't you like school?" "Yes, Mama." "Then why are you crying, sweetheart?" "'Cause." "'Cause why, Sunshine?" Then she broke into a hard cry. "'Cause I miss you. I don't like being a school kid, 'cause I can't be with you, Mama." "Oh, sweetie, let me see. Let's figure something out. Have you had lunch yet?"
"No."
Well, within a half an hour, Dean and I were there and met Sunshine outside her classroom door. She told everyone, "This is my Mama and our baby boy, Dean." It was a little awkward carrying Dean through the lunch line, but Sunshine and I had a nice lunch together. Being a school kid was all right with her after that. She passed the first grade with the best grades in her class.